What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, beginning of a new month, June 1st, 2021. And we're going to switch gears to now. Officially, we can start looking at football season now when track and field come to a close. Baseball just recently ended as well. Now, the countdown begins towards the 2021-22 football season. Chris Klieman's third season head coach of the Cats here, and we do know the first three times, kickoff times for the three games, but I really want to focus in just real quickly on this daily, on the opening game, which has been talked about for quite some time when it comes to this podcast, at least. K-State Stanford, it was supposed to be a home, original home game here in town, here in Manhattan, Kansas, but it got moved to the neutral site, Arlington, Big D, where we literally wanted a primetime game. We ain't getting that. We definitely ain't getting that, as the times were announced last week. Game one, Stanford Cardinal, Pac-12 opponent in Arlington for the kickoff classic, All-State kickoff classic, 11 a.m. Ouch. Ouch. Yeah. Ouch, indeed, and whew, this game is going to be on FS1, so it's probably not as far as Alex wanted a Gus. I mean, we wanted a Gus Johnson, Joe Klatt broadcast. I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be another 1B broadcast dude is going to be doing this game. It might be one of the other talented big play-by-play duos. Play-by-play and color commentary duels there. But we'll know more a little bit later on this summer. But yeah, this is, yes, it still doesn't hurt recruiting, but at the same time, this is kind of, and I kind of tweeted this somewhere last week, that this was a missed opportunity there for a primetime game, obviously, the return of Skylar Thompson at QB, at one of the more talented running backs in the Big 12, if not one of the more underrated big backs coming back in Deuce Vaughn. But you have other questions too. You got a good offensive line that's going to be coming back, but you have questions at receiver and whatnot. Big missed opportunity here to have this game in prime time. Obviously, yes, we have a big alumni down there in Texas. It's been well stated here on Triple P. But yeah, this is a big a mess here, unfortunately. I mean, you have it back in Manhattan. I think that's at least a 6 o'clock game. At least as far as I've been living in Manhattan, all the opening games have been at 6 o'clock prime time, at least prime time ish. Well, I mean, six is not yet, but it's getting there. But seven's more like it. But in the past, you had past home games in Bill Steiner Family Stadium, 6 o'clock. This sucks. Let's call it like it is. It sucks. 11 o'clock a.m. Kickoffs there. And I don't believe, if I'm tracking my memory, yes, K-State did win one 11 o'clock game. I'm trying to think back a little bit on short notes a little bit, but that's all I can remember right now. Obviously, the last time they played at 11 o'clock, they got smoked by Texas. So you can't have that. You can't have that going in. I mean, this is a critical year for Chris Klieman. I mean, yes, you're still trying to get the reset button on trying to get a hands with this K-State football program. But as mentioned on the last edition of the weekly, I mean, the state of the athletic program has hit a critical point with what's going on. Basketball not doing so hot. The money maker, the top money maker in question there. And we don't know at the moment of the recording this podcast about the capacity, as we're looking at fans, definitely more fans back at Bill Steiner Family, if not the original capacity back, which would be huge. But yeah, I mean, all the above. This was a big miss here. If you keep this game in Manhattan, you definitely get that vibe. I mean, with it almost going back to the new normal now. With this, with still dealing with the same thing of this, on the back of this pandemic and whatnot, you missed an opportunity to have this game. I understand the money. I understand you want to, with the whole what happened last year, with all that said and done, I understand it. I better understand it for that, right? But at the same time, I mean, I don't know who. I mean, it's probably. I mean, the athletic directors of both schools probably wanted it moved, or Gene Taylor wanted it moved more than that. I don't know. I don't know whose decision was that. But I mean, you missed an opportunity there to have a big game, probably since Auburn back a few years ago there, and even before that, Miami was here, and that place was, the bill was rocking then. Auburn, that place was jumping. The bill was jumping then. So Stanford's a big time opponent, no question. I mean, we'll do a deeper dive as the summer goes along with Stanford, of course, with the weekly podcast and the daily podcast as well this summer. But I mean, huge missed opportunity. Now the result of that, you get an 11 o'clock kickoff. That's like a Big 12 championship kickoff there. So, you hear my reaction right here on the podcast. It definitely not good. Sucks. It sucks to have that early kickoff with that type of opponent. But it is what it is now. So K-State's card's been drawn already with the time and the neutral site. So big game. Opening game to kick off the year for the Cats coming up in Arlington. We do know this time to start 11 a.m. Stanford Cardinal Pac-12 opponent on FS1. Eddie Greer, we're going to leave it just like that. Eddie Greer III, appreciate y'all for downloading and listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, y'all know what the deal is. Tell your fellow K-State friends or fellow alumni wherever you listen to this podcast. And a lot more come up with this matchup with Stanford here as the beginning of summer. Here is pretty much official in my book with track and field and baseball wrapping their respective seasons up. So a lot more coming up. Countdown of football is on, folks, here in Little Apple Nation, Wildcat Nation. Go Cats. Appreciate y'all for listening. And stay tuned for the latest on the weekly edition, on all new weekly edition of Triple P later on this week. We'll see you.